Everybody, yeah, rock your body, yeah. Everybody, Joy Tactics is back.
We're leaving you hanging so hard.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
What was that, man? I'm editing this one. I've got a good mind to fucking cut that intro out because you guys didn't even jump in. You just looked at me.
No, sometimes I think it's better if one person just owns it. You know what I mean? So you're not doing like a big improv game of rocking it out. I was respecting you by being silent.
Okay, appreciate it. I guess I took that the wrong way. Thanks, y'all. Thanks for letting me have that light. Thanks for letting me shine for a second. That felt good, actually.
Damn. I did just watch that documentary on their manager, Lou Pearlman. The bastard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What did he do to them?
Oh, well, I think he was asexual, so he didn't do anything like that, but he was a master manipulator.
A master whatter? A master
manipulator.
Manipulous girl. When's the Joy Tactics Dictionary going to drop?
Oh, shit. Manipulous women. That's our merch, dude.
The Tactilian Webster's Dictionary. You know what I'm saying?
Tactitious.
Health, body and health updates. All right, Jack, down 1 pound, he said before the podcast. Eric is violently sick right now.
Yeah.
Although I didn't give it to him because I was sick last week.
My basically weight is static right now, but muscle mass is on the decline because I haven't been going to the gym. And yeah, now I'm sick. So basically, things are fucking not looking good for me right now.
It's okay.
It's totally natural.
I've always wanted to know this. Eric, is your goal longevity?
No.
I think that's pretty clear.
I'm shocked
clear.
To hear that.
Yeah.
I'm shocked to hear that.
Everybody on the subreddit, everybody keeps saying like Eric's fucking spiraling, Eric's gonna die soon, Eric's this, that. I'm gonna unfortunately outlive everyone, Tuck Everlasting style. Remember that book?
No.
Remember how sad they are at the end? Because everyone that they grew up with is dead.
That's what the fuck that... I feel like I've heard Tuck Everlasting in my life with no context of... I don't know what that is. And in my head, it's like a Disney movie or something.
I think it got made into a beautiful movie, but it was a book to start with.
You can make a book into a movie?
A lot of people are doing it.
Mm. You know what I was thinking about recently, just on the book to movie tip? Isn't that just kind of like... I kind of want to play devil's advocate a little bit of these people that seek out books to turn into movies. Isn't that kind of just like stealing a story in one way? Like it's just so accepted to adapt a book, but you're just like taking a story. And
well, here's the thing.
I get people are obsessed with books and they're like, I want to see the film version of this. I love this fucking book. But I bet you a lot of these start out as, yeah, I bet we could make some coin off of this. And I don't feel like coming up with
an
original story myself.
There are many interpretations of this. It's not black and white. That's something that I've recently discovered about a lot of things in life, is that it's not black and white. So, yeah, there are people. Look at what is eating Gilbert Grape. Okay? That's somebody who they did the
damn, that... And that is a good-ass title. What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
You think that it's a wacky-ass movie, a wacky-ass slapstick movie. What's Eating on Gilbert? Gilbert's Grape.
What is that book about?
Oh,
well, it's the same as the movie, I think.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie? Leonardo DiCaprio? Breakout role?
Oh,
it's about
yes.
a man who likes to climb.
That. I watched that with my mom last Christmas.
No, no.
And she's
That's fun, actually. It's basically Free Solo, but in a rural area where they don't have mountains.
Yeah, that movie's fucking crazy, dude. Yeah. Holy shit. Who would have thought that was fucking Leo's birth into the... That was his first gig?
Was kinda? That before Basketball Diaries?
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know... Oh, dude. You haven't seen Leonardo DiCaprio's best performance if you have not seen Basketball Diaries. He's snotting up in there, going through heroin withdrawals, trying to play basketball, I think.
And he's a young little chap?
Very young. Very young. Very emotionally mature. Very emotionally mature.
Wow. We forget how tortured... I mean, yeah, you see him now. You see him as an adult at all these Diddy parties at the, you know, the... You know, Dayton under 25. You know, he seems like a tortured individual, but he was one of these like Disney kids, basically. What do you expect? We need to ban children from being in Hollywood, right? And we need to have people like us play the kids,
right?
We have the technology, we have the
youthful
wigs,
spirit,
the makeup to make it possible,
right?
And I certainly have the vocal range for it. Fucking sick of it.
Adults should be playing kids.
And kids should be playing in the sandbox.
Right.
I want to pivot that really quick and just say I want more shit with more elderly people in it.
Yep.
Okay.
Speak on it.
I would like to get some friend-style shows with people over 90.
Wouldn't that be fun? Even to see like a theatrical production, like a full... Like a Shakespearean play, but it's all people past the age of 90, and they tour around the country, and you get to see that would sell yeah. out. That would be instant sell out every fucking. That would be Madison Square Garden.
Oh yeah, local. Spring Awakening with 100-year-olds.
Dude, let's make a theater company called Black Belt Productions. That's all just fucking grandmasters of their craft. We tour the country. Very accessible locations.
Oh, and the understudy role would be like so important because they might pass away at some point. Like there's an honor in coming into the show because it's like, oh, they probably passed away. If you're going up that night, it's probably
you might lose two or three understudies in one night just for one role.
Right. Mm-hmm. And one of those losses is due to a murder. And then you do a murder mystery about that.
Meta murder.
You see what I'm saying? Because I love murder mysteries that are set within the confines of a theater troupe. Because there's always jealousy about who's got the lead role. There's always a love triangle going on. There's always a creepy theater director. And I always want to know what's happening. That's why I like murder mysteries, is I always want to figure out what has occurred.
Dude, I'm not meaning to interrupt. I'm not meaning to, but I'm having to. I just got a very funny idea, potentially for something a la Kids in the Hall, potentially for something a la Saturday Night Live. Okay, you know what a murder mystery is, right? This is a birthing mystery. Somebody in this room is a fucking baby. Who the fuck is it? You know what I'm saying? Somebody in this room was just fucking born. Yeah. Looking around, we see somebody all dripping in the placental fluid. Okay.
Ooh.
Put it in the Google Doc.
Why do I feel like that's something Chris Kattan could just body?
Because he could body anything, man.
You're talking Chris about Kattan. Because of his stature?
Hey. No, I'm not. That's not why. Because of his range as a character actor.
Chris Kattan.
But that
Bring
helps.
Him back. Bring his ass back now.
I could see him playing decrepit. You know, he should have played the penguin. They wouldn't have had to done any fucking makeup on him. You know how Colin Farrell had to go through fucking 20 hours of makeup. You just put Chris Kattan as is up in that shit.
Christopher Tan.
Imagine Chris Kattan as like the ultimate villain in a you know what I mean? Guns for hands.
Guns for hands?
He's been made into a Chris Kattan super soldier. He's got his spine is all like titanium. You know what I mean? He's got like giant ass fucking rockets for feet, and he's got fucking
how does he move, dude?
Tomahawk
how does he walk
missiles
around?
For arms.
He's carried by ants. He can telepathically control ants, and they fucking fly us around.
Telepathically.
Is that right? That's right.
No, I think actually we just said the word correct, telepathically.
And that's
but I was
fine too.
Because it sounded incorrect.
Chris Katan, imagine going to your first ever jiu-jitsu class, and you go in Long Beach, California, or Torrance, and Chris Katan is there. It's his like six month anniversary. He's doing pretty good. 2-stripe white belt, and he's sweating. Drop of sweat comes off his nose right into your mouth.
It's all
wow.
sweet.
Why am I horny?
Chris Katan, what's your name? Well, I guess I just said it.
What's damn. That Corky Romano movie he's in? I remember that shit would play all the time on
Monkey
Comedy
Bone.
Central. What else was he in? What was his big stuff? But Night at the Roxbury,
yeah.
of course.
Chris Kattan.
Oh, he must have been jealous of Will Ferrell.
Oh, you know that there were some.
Everybody's jealous of him.
Because he was like the number one on Night at the Roxbury, and it seemed maybe at that time, maybe for a year, that Chris Kattan was like
next up
the number one, you know what I'm saying? And then Will Ferrell comes up and he has that catastrophic rise to comedic stardom.
Will Ferrell.
Damn. I just Google imaged Chris Kattan. I think I was thinking of the wrong guy this whole time.
Who are you thinking of?
I think I was thinking of Crispin Glover.
Oh.
I fucking love Crispin Glover.
He's quite odd, isn't he?
He's got this thing. You know these things, right? The scary hair.
Bangs.
The beetle bangs.
What are we talking about today?
Parties.
Oh, my bad. Damn, Artes. How long are we in? 12 minutes? That's not bad.
How to throw a party.
Dude,
not
can
a rager.
I just, right. Well, yeah, the rager episode is coming.
Right,
coming soon. But
the rager is going to be an experiential episode where we invite everybody out to Eric's
seminar.
Crib.
GoPros all up are on the house, are attached to our wrists.
Mm-hmm. Tank top only.
Damn, you know what I want to do so fucking bad? You know that TikTok guy who makes the crazy jungle juices?
No, nope.
He has like two handles of fucking Tito's, two handles of fucking triple sec. Two handles of gin, a bunch of warheads, gummies, strawberries.
Milk.
And he pours it right in the fucking sink, which disgusts me.
Oh.
But I mean, there's a stopper in the drain, so it fills up.
Oh.
But okay. Ooh, pour it in the sink? That's fucking
That's some shit that a literal Connor O'Malley character would do.
And then put straws in the put a bunch of straws in the sink.
Yeah.
Bendy
but,
straws.
But when's the last time
and slurp it?
When's the last time you had some legit jungle juice? If I went to a house party now at this age and there's jungle juice and there's fucking Chingy playing, oh. I would be getting that. That would be the most hungover I would ever be in my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People don't have fun anymore. People want indie rock and natural wine. Let it go. Let us be happy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Can we go back to what made us happy? Natty Light and Jungle Juice and some
and Chingy.
Can we
and some Chingy? Fucking mid? Everybody's got their midriff showing. Men and women have midriffs out.
Mm-hmm. But I got the 3/4 riff. You know what I'm saying? The 3/4 riff where the pants go below the dangalang and the shorts go just above it. You know, below it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I like that. I like that.
You can just see something interesting, a different area. So step one. Some people don't know how to do this, but you need to have fucking friends. You can't have a party alone. So work on your behavior, work on your fitness, work on your financial standing. Go to social events. Go to if you live in a city, go to the Chamber of Commerce meetings and complain about something. Then, so step one, have friends. Step two, have a house. Step three, you need to like good music. That is essentially music to a party, to use similes, is like the heartbeat to the body.
Right.
Now, you have to know your audience. Sure, you could come in there with Missy Elliott and people might throw it down, but they might attack you too if they don't like that. So you need to study them religiously.
How do you guys feel about the person at the function who wants to put on a song? That's kind of like taboo, right? If somebody takes over the aux.
Dude, I remember one time there was I worked making beds over the summer at my college to like have free housing, you know, because they would turn the dorms into conference rooms. Oh, I think I already told the story about that woman who died.
Yeah,
when I was there, the coworker who's like in her 40s that just passed away taking a nap. But there was a party, and this is after she passed, so emotions were high. But there was a party that was going on, and the music was kind of busted. But I was such a loser that I went, I hopped on the aux and just started playing Deer Hunter.
Dude, that's sick. That is sick.
And thinking like, yo, this shit fucking sucks. Like, let me turn this shit up to an 11, and I threw on Deer Hunter. But I remember one of the guys who was kind of dorky was like, dude, he came up to me and he was like, dude, you have amazing music taste.
And oh, wow.
I remember it gave me chills. Then they changed it back to Carly.
I do remember, like, because I was super into that type of music when in college time, and it was all kind of like slow indie rock. And then, you know, what came out was... Well, I'm thinking of two artists right now that fit into that sort of sector, but also could be played at the party. And those were LCD Sound System, kind of fit into the indie rock, you know, like whatever.
Yeah.
Music. And you could play on Daft Punk's Coming to My House or whatever. That would get the party going. And then two, Animal Collective was kind of coming out with some party bangers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you could put on that as well.
This is interesting. The party playlist, how do you set the vibe? I would say when the party's beginning, I don't know how to pronounce this band, but Simandi, do you know this? It's like Simonide. Simonide.
Is that how you say it? I never know how to say it. I never know how to say it.
I don't even know who this is.
It's like a...
You're talking about like you're talking about like the boutique shop style music called...
It's like
boutique is good.
70s like kind of funk, and it's slow, and it's like, dude, I hear this and I feel like I'm in that sex orgy scene in Zoolander. I just feel so good. So that's how you start it out, low and slow. Then people start showing up a little more. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. Jump up and down. Then things start getting a little darker. Some people can't hang anymore. That's when we start putting on the purple, chopped and screwed. Drank up in my cup.
The Paul Wall.
151 rum, pineapple juice. Make baby
what
girl.
What you gonna do when the reefer's all gone and you wanna smoke weed? Who's that?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
You were right, Jack. It's called, I think you said Simonde. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Do you have a pronouncer on that?
I do have a pronouncer on it.
It's Google pronouncer.
Simonde.
Wow. It's about time to know that. Dove.
So,
what do you do? Right. Yo, question. What do you do when the randos start showing up and they're all fugly?
What do you do when the randos show up and they're fine as fuck?
Oh, then they're not random anymore. They're idols.
That's family.
They're living idols. A hot person?
Dude, can I say a story that I don't want to put this person on blast, and I mean this story so respectfully. They're having an amazing time in the industry right now, but I had a New Year's party this year, and I think people were supposed to show up at like 9, and at about 8:30, somebody who is a very talented actor named Ivy Wolk, who I did not know, I had never heard of this person. And nobody, like my girlfriend was still like showering, like we didn't have shit ready, showed up. I get a text from our other friend Ruby that this person's at my house. And they're like, Ruby is like my friend's there, and she's like a teenager. And she came in immediately, was like, where's the alcohol? And I was like, is this real? Like, what the, are you a cop? Like, what is going on? I didn't know.
We're about to have our first swatting. on the recorded podcast. If you got swatted right now, immediately, hands behind your head.
I like those videos. Wow.
Well, that's you bring up a good point of like the timing. You know, if the party starts at this time, do you show up on time? Do you show up early? Sometimes I heard both ways. Somebody was like, if you show up early, then you can kind of get to know everyone that's like you don't know at the party, because they're going to come in and then the host is going to introduce you to, hey, do you know this person? So then by the end of the party, you kind of know everybody, as opposed to you show up late at 11:30, you only are going to be talking to the people you know there. You're not going to be meeting new people. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And I'm trying to expand my network at every second I can. So
what's the I would say the prime time to hit a party, you get there. If it starts at 7, get there at fucking 9, smoke about 20 cigarettes before, and put on a bunch of Tom Ford cologne. Don't eat anything. Look all skinny. Don't drink water all day, so you're fucking snatched and dehydrated and all looking vascular and such. Then you walk in and you're all of a sudden you're an enigma. You're a mystery. And people want to come up to you and say what's going on, but you can't.
Why is he
focus.
So tired? What's he tired from? Why is he so mysterious? He's so cool. Yeah. But you just have crazy anxiety, by the way, which is from crazy experiences that you've had growing up that you know, are horrible, that you should be a musician about, but you just bottle it. And then a gang shows up. I was at a party one time, not to tell a story. I was at a party kind of similarly to Eric. This person's brother had just passed away. I won't say how, but it sounded something like this. Car accident.
Horrible.
That's not funny. That's not funny.
That's just not good. Not funny, dude.
There's too much death being brought up. There's on just this, too, the podcast. I know. No more death. I know.
Okay, birth. Let's tell something. My sister had a boy.
It's about life and living.
So what I'm saying is, though, we were at a party at their house, and suddenly a group of individuals walk in who are known as a gang.
Oh, hell no.
And suddenly they were attacking people.
No.
I don't know how this started. I just remember, like, my friend was hooking up with somebody upstairs, and then all of a sudden I just hear a brawl going on, and I just remember running out of the house and seeing like somebody somebody like sitting on the ground with like on the floor neck, like sitting like up against the wall, and where they had clearly like hit the wall and like blood smear style, like falling down the wall, and there's blood going all down the wall.
Oh my god.
From what, a stabbing?
It could have been a number of horrible things, but that
I'll tell you what
was a big.
I don't want mob ties, but I do want mob respect. When they come in, we don't do business with one another, but all I want is just their respect.
I like that.
It looks like you kind of got a mob style hat on right now, a Artie Bucco style hat from.
You got the tortilla on your head right now.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video of Ice? Remember, do you know Ice Poseidon? He was like an old streamer, and he would like one of the OG like real world IRL like walking around streamers, and he would get swatted so crazy. And I think the story is that he was at like an Italian restaurant or something in LA or something, and then they swatted. They were like maybe calling the restaurant a bunch and making a bunch of threats and saying it was like this guy. And the owner of the restaurant walks up to him, and it's like this 50-year-old white guy, and gets right up in his ear, and he goes, "You don't want to fuck with me, man. I am in the mob. I am in the mob, and you are going to leave right now, okay? I'm a gangster. I am a gangster." And it was really funny. He's like,
bro.
Something about...
Yo, question. Italian organized crime has fallen. We've seen this in The Sopranos. Their heyday is long past. What is the new gang? Is it the cartel? Or is there some other style of gang that we don't even know about because they're so good at being shadowy operators?
Well, there's of course the gangs in that town in Colorado. that we are doing groundbreaking reports on that are overtaking apartment complexes. Where are they from? South America.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You guys haven't heard this news. This is like Trump's been really making a talking point of this, that gangs have been coming from South America and like taking over full neighborhoods and apartment complexes. And I've reached out to Channel 5 News. I'm trying to do a collab with Channel 5, trying to bring back Vice and just do like fucking just like the journalism that everyone else is afraid to do.
Dude,
I have a question on that. Why the fuck are people so obsessed with immigration? Like, what American really gives a fucking shit about the immigrant? Like, who fucking cares? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why do people, why is this even an issue that people that can delve into the hearts of these middle American people? Like, they care so much about immigrants coming over. Like, what?
Well, I'll say this right now. Borders of any kind trouble me. Because what borders do, in addition to stopping physical trespass over, you know, over it, is it stops mental trespass, mental communion with people from other nations.
Right.
You think the internet would have solved that? However, with heavy censorship and all this, there's nothing like meeting in person and exchanging ideas. So I am of the belief that we need to stop all form of borders now. Tear the borders down now across the world.
I agree.
One country. Why isn't it just one country?
It will be.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it will be within our lifetimes.
It's coming.
It basically is. I just want to, I don't want people to be fooled into thinking that we're not under a one world order right now. There is one ruler and its name is Mr. Green.
Oh, shit.
Blood runs green on this planet, in this country. You live in a different state. Shit. There's different laws in different states, just like there's different laws in different countries, as we call them. But guess what? The currency is the same everywhere.
For now.
What if the one world leader was favors and respect? And common sense. Could you imagine if that was our leader, what things would be like?
Well, Congress would look different. Hellish anarchist state because there's no leader at all. It's just the idea of
of favors and being kind.
What do you think is the most political sentence you could possibly say?
I am a ally of the LGBTQIA community.
Dude, if you want me to cut that out for your own safety, for being so revolutionary and whatnot.
Nah, leave it in. Leave it in. Just, I'm not going to share this podcast, but leave it in for my own safety.
If we get killed for being allies, so be it.
Oh, Muffy. Yo, Muffy trying to protect you. All
right. She wants
to. Dude. Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. You guys know that I got our cat Birdie a new tower.
You didn't tell me this. That's major. You've been hiding this fact.
Well, I wanted to discuss it publicly because I don't know that it's working yet. I got it to put in the bedroom because at night, you know, she stands by the door and I can't enter the bedroom or exit the bedroom because she guards it all night and she attacks me and makes my knees draw blood.
Crap.
So I got this tower thinking, well, she'll go sit in the tower now. She must think that thing is a fucking...
She's not rocking with it?
Stinky thing. She's not rocking with it yet.
I think Birdie is a feral cat. Like,
Birdie needs to be outside. Normal. Birdie's not normal.
Birdie needs to be on the fence, eating, you know, sardines out of the... dragging around some fish bones, you know.
She lived that life. Living on the streets. She's from the streets. She had kids. She was living in a dumpster.
Behind the Arby's. It's all making sense now.
In the South. I think she's from Mississippi or Alabama.
Could you imagine, really quick, this just makes me think this. Could you imagine a better life than being a French cat from like the 1920s? Mm. You know, I just think about the Aristocats and all those different cats, and I think about the way that they used to drink milk out of saucers. And the way that they would eat fish. And I'm like, that's got to be the best existence known to man. You know, a 1920s French kitty.
Yep.
Jesus. You got the little bell on your collar?
If I could have one wish, it would be to be able to eat bones.
You know, you can do that. And you know, human beings used to do that a lot more, chew on bone and gristle. And that's why we had amazing jawlines back then. That's why mewing is a thing now.
Yo, you guys want to guess what I ate at Buffalo Wild Wings last night?
Garlic
what
fries.
Sauce did you get?
Wait, what?
I asked what sauce you got, and Eric answered the question.
But you're not going to guess?
I'll guess you got boneless wings and them cheese fries.
Okay, I bet Eric. You got bone-in habanero wings with some regular fries.
Wow, Eric, you've just smashed it. That's what it looks like when you've put in the work as a friend, Nate. Okay.
Was that offensive what I said, to assume that you eat boneless wings?
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Dude, boneless wings are chicken nuggets.
I don't like them things. The meat's different on them.
Well, I don't like how I like a chicken nugget because it's a little tougher. Do you want a soft chicken nugget? Yuck. You know?
I had
soft
that.
And squishy.
I was just at a wedding where I was like, I couldn't believe it. They had a big giant tub of chicken tenders, and those things were melting in my mouth like a fucking gusher. Inside all squishy. Squishy.
Squishy.
When are they going to make the savory gussers?
Oh. Miso gushers.
Miso protein gussers.
The bone broth gushers.
Bone broth gushers.
Ew.
Yummy.
That's nice.
Yummy, yummy.
That's not smart.
Well, so back to parties. Okay, so we got the friends. We got the crib. What about food? What about liquor?
Can I just really quick before we get into that, because that's the most fun thing to talk about. Can I just say what the most awkward thing is when you've been cleaning for your party, for your house party, house is looking good, the windows are open, you lit the incense, fridge is full of beers, you've had a drink or two, but it's, okay, you told people 7:30 and it's 7:33, you're kind of standing around, and when you're scrolling through YouTube trying to find the music to play to welcome people in, you know what I mean? That shit is awkward. And you got like, you're like, maybe I'll put on a little jazz or some obscure record thing. That's embarrassing. It's like so hard to find something that's not embarrassing. Do you know what I mean?
Because
any type of music you play, it's trying to show, you're basically showing people what you know, how you want to be perceived. You know, oh, I have on Tame Impala. That's the type of guy I am. Oops, I like rock and roll like that. Sue me. You put on old-timey jazz, you want to be seen as an intellectual. You put on Sabrina Carpenter, you want to show that you're a real one. You know, you're a real person that can be swayed by pop music.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I actually
like, what do you put on?
I actually do know what you're saying.
Okay.
I would say Raw Dog the first 4 or 5 hours of the party. No music.
No music?
No liquor. Nathan. No food. And so then...
Edging? Party edging?
Vocal party edging?
Get people revved up for the actual party explosion, you know? Somebody comes in with the Beverage Depot delivery.
Oh,
the pizza comes.
Shit.
Everyone's like, thank God there's no water. Nobody can get hydrated. Everyone's just so thirsty. Nobody can go to the bathroom. And all of a sudden in one... Everybody can piss. Everybody can eat. Everybody can drink. And the
your friend with the fattest ass you've ever seen in your life is who's been standing outside in the darkness. Finally comes in and he starts clapping,
opening and closing the fridge over and over again with that thing. Boink.
Damn, I don't have a fat ass, and I wish I had a fatter one. I got a small Eric, ass.
If you have a small ass, I
yours is tiny. Actually, both of you guys have tiny ass.
I have no
ass.
I'm working on it. Trust me, I'm working on it.
How can you make that shit fatter? Program. The Miss New Booty morning meditations?
Yeah, just manifesting. Just affirmations. I have a fucking fat ass. I have a fat ass.
In 2027, my fat ass will be revealed to the world.
Would you guys notice if I started to have an ass one day?
If you were wearing the Juicy Couture.
If you walked down the fucking aisle of your wedding with a BBL.
We got a Houston's.
That would be the funniest wedding discussion. Like, did Nate get ass like in the Yo. Last like fucking week? Like I saw him like,
but not a too crazy. Days ago. Nothing funny. Just like
nothing like comical. Like it's not like some. Mm-hmm. I'm not rocking like a Nicki Minaj like booty or something, but something Nicholas. Like you know, just noticeable, barely noticeable.
Yeah,
I remember. Well, I don't want to get it. I remember I did an improv class one time, and there was a guy in there, normal looking, everything about him totally normal, but he had a giant ass.
Rear
end. And I was
fat
like,
donk.
It made me feel jealous. I was like,
there's a lot of power comes from those muscles.
Oh, of course. The gluteus.
Gluteus minimus. Something along these lines.
Oh man, we just have such a good fucking time doing this thing, don't we? This podcast,
Joy Tactics. I have a great time, man. Oh god damn! I just remembered. Ooh wee! I like saying this shit.
G Willikers, another awesome.
Oh, oh boy. Okay, wait. So, put in the YouTube playlist
liquor.
On.
Yeah.
Wait, there was something about that moment. I can't remember. All right, food, y también.
Liqueur.
So food, is it, are we just going lazy with it? Chips, dip, salsa?
Yeah.
Just keep it simple? Or are you going crazy in the charcuterie board? I think that's age dependent. If you're past 33, 32, you might have to pony up and get the salami, get the prosciutto.
Can I just say,
the pistachio nuts.
Can I just, listen, I have to stop you there because I think charcuterie boards are over. If I go to, and I don't want to offend you, Nate, if you've ever made a charcuterie board that I didn't appreciate enough, but if I go to your house and you got some busted ass Target, you know, salami board out, I don't want to judge. It's just like, yo, I'd rather have a dip. Why don't you put on some Ina Garten for a second and see what she has to say? Because she will lay it out for you. Whatever kind of party you want, she has exactly the right types of food that you should be serving, the hors d'oeuvres, whatever. Let's step it up a little bit. Let's not rely on these charcuterie boards anymore for entertainment.
Dude.
It's getting pathetic.
So
that's my Subway take.
Beep, 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 beep. Paging Professor Ignorance, may I speak to you for a moment? Yes, you, Eric. Yeah.
No, I think you got the wrong number.
Like, well, I double-checked it. Yeah. I double-checked it with the fucking NSA.
If you double-checked, all right.
You realize that saying a charcuterie board is awful, is stupid, is like basically saying like a cup is stupid. Because anything can be filling that. So, yeah, you don't like charcuterie boards because you only hang out with line cooks that get it from fucking Target. But come to my house and come chill with fucking Padma Lakshmi and shit up in my crib.
Oh,
okay?
Shit.
Yeah. You guess what's going to be on that board? A fucking wasabi cornichons, biltong, hella biltong beef jerky, strawberry
wasabi
mochi.
Wasabi cornichons on biltong? Oh, shit. The international board?
So you can do anything.
What would y'all do if we all went to a house party together and I saw Padma Lakshmi and did a 3-minute unique handshake with her? You know what I mean? All coordinated. Would you be impressed?
I'd be crying.
Yeah.
Because she's been through
emotional
a lot
moment.
And she's very successful.
Well, right.
And to know that you've made such a strong bond with somebody so special, yeah, that would just make me so grateful to be there.
Well, so let's move on to liquor.
All right.
Please.
Beer, wine, and liquor.
This is what everybody's... You already said you want the jungle juice resurgence.
Well, yeah, I think Punch is going to make a comeback. Punch?
Rum punch. I can't do rum anymore. Last time I had rum, I vomited on this podcast twice.
But what I feel like, Nate, when we were in Costa Rica and we were having rum, it was hitting different. It was hitting like whiskey.
The international. They put there's pesticides. There's fucking. It's cut with just Dasani water. Like the rum here in the States, it's just different. But if you had that international, that South American rum, the Caribbean. Run,
well, I feel like rum. Maybe it's just our age, but what was that Captain? What's his name?
Captain Morgan.
Morgan.
Yo, Captain Morgan was at every spiced. Fucking party I ever went to. Spiced rum, but it's gone away. But I think, you know, the tiki sort of subculture brought back a lot of craft rum, delicious rum. But you know, you never see someone just sipping on rum.
I'll say there's nothing like a simple daiquiri. What's in a daiquiri?
It's just lime, rum, ice, shaken, and simple syrup.
That's it.
Lime, rum, simple syrup.
Done.
And my
delicious.
Lip, and my lip. What's the best thing to put in a daiquiri? My mouth on it.
My tongue all the way to the bottom, sucking.
The wide cup. I love when people drink out of bowls with both hands. Why not? Respect.
You ever seen someone drinking? It's a clear glass, and you can see what their tongue's doing as their mouth's open. It's kind of cute because that tongue doesn't really know what to do.
The tongue. The always moving tongue. We need to do an episode on the tongue.
The pink tongue.
All right. So we got liquor. So there's a liquor situation. Have something special. Have something a little unique. Beer. Okay, we're going to go, I say get the fucking lightest, cheapest, most 220-calorie beer, the Michelob Ultra. The
Michelob Ultra.
Yeah.
Dude, if I went to, listen to this, though. Imagine this. If I went to a house party and there was a guy that had a fridge full of, like, the 40 ounces of, imagine you go to a house, there's ice
cold 45.
Mickey's
Old Colt 45, English 800.
Old English. Yeah, Cobra, just if hurricane. That was up in the, I haven't had that shit in a minute. But I would be like, oh, I live my humdrum life. I go to my 9 to 5. I'm kind of done with drinking like that. But if my boy had ice cold, whatever.
And everyone 40s, there had a 40, and it was like it's the 40
you know,
function
that's turning up a little different. No
oh
one
my
does
God.
It. Like
fun
that
is that is that's actually
the Edward
an excellent
Edward
party
orgy.
Idea.
What did they call it? Edward 40 hand convention. Edward,
anything? Oh shit!
They should sell 40s at the bar. Like, could you imagine going into a watering hole and everyone in the bar has a fucking,
even just a 40 of beer? Because malt liquor, I think, gives me a crazy ass headache. From what I remember, it's been about 10 years.
Remember the goblets at that bar in Williamsburg?
Rock and Rolla. Oh, the big goblets of Budweiser?
They're heavy to hold.
Ooh, I like it like that.
Remember tacos too? Damn.
Yeah, I love tacos as well.
So now we come to the most painful part of the party. Getting people out of your house.
Yeah, I've never had to do that.
Because people just want to leave the party so quickly.
Nah. Because people stay up till sun. I host what you call sunrise parties. It's so funny. You don't leave till the sun goes up. Do you remember the parties that we would have at 3136?
Of course.
I seem to
that
recall
shit
a couple
was
of those.
Yo, can I just say, bring house parties back. I'm so... Everybody, please. There's never house parties.
I can't do another
it's always
bar.
Meeting at a bar or dinner.
Can't do it.
Can we just go to someone's house and get fucked up? Can we just go to someone's house and watch YouTube and get fucked up?
That's and by the way, let do. Me be there early and let me stay there late. Let me come early and eat pizza with you guys, man.
Yes, pre-party pizza.
And I think there needs to be an expectation put on the party where it's like, because every party you go to, especially in LA, it's like everyone's like, yeah, I'm leaving, and I'm, me included. So you're leaving at 11 p.m. at the latest. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Wow. And everyone there is like, yeah, we'll have like a couple of drinks because everyone has to drive back. So no one's going to get too twisted. It's like this. I think there needs to be parties where it's like, hey, you got to get fucking hammered tonight.
Yeah.
This and you got to stay up till 4:30 a.m.
with me. They're in New York.
And you got to watch me play Smash Brothers.
I feel like I went to, count them, 3 house parties when I lived in New York. I'm not kidding you, dude.
Well, that makes you a fucking loser. I don't know where you've been, but I've been to hella fucking house parties. really crazy ones, too. And let me tell you this. Last night, I'm just saying, I had an early night last night. You know what happened to me? I went to Buffalo Wild Wings. I went to Dave & Buster's with just Jeremy Levick. And then we went to a bar. And we chilled with Rajat and Jeremy, by the way. Both of them and me chilling at a fucking bar. Of course,
love that.
Hella people are remembering us there. Hey, didn't you? Aren't you that? Yeah. And then we're chilling. You know what? I might call it early. I'm going to go home. Look at the phone. About 1:30 a.m. at least.
New York City.
Did you get faded? Did you get a little bit faded?
I had what some people would call a triumvirate of tequila sodas.
3 tequila sodas?
That's right.
Triumvirate?
But yeah, that was enjoyable.
Well, you know what the problem is the house party, okay? House. You know how hard it is to own a home, have a crib where you got a backyard and you got a mortgage. We are of the generation, we are the renting generation that will never own anything. We will never have any sort of financial security. So it is taking away from our party lifestyle that generations before us so benefited from. And people don't factor that into the socioeconomics of partying, which I think we could do a whole another episode on.
Oh, dude, of course we need to lock that down.
Oh, what's that?
Ooh, Annie? I like those. What's in that shit?
Oh, those are, damn.
I always want to just eat the wax on those. Eat one right now, Jack. Eat one right now.
All right, stop it.
I can't wait to have kids, yo.
It ain't going to happen, man. Medically speaking, it's not going down.
It's going to, well.
For any of us, all of us I know are infertile.
More like pro.
Yeah, but if we put our semen into one giant load, something would happen.
Oh, something definitely would happen.
How many loads does it take to make one sperm? Like, to make one egg? Like, one.
What do you mean, fertilize an egg?
All it takes is one, not but one.
One is all it takes.
Does the sperm just kind of kamikaze style into the egg? Head first.
I don't appreciate the use of that word, but
bam.
Yeah, it does.
Or does it stop and just kind of appreciate it for a second?
No, it has to blast the through the wall. No, it doesn't.
I'd
do
be
that.
Drinking on spermicide. It a little bit. So, yeah. By the way, parties are fun. Now, oftentimes they're not. They're punishing. But you can at least be the person, if you throw one, be the person to take some responsibility for it. Is somebody holding their mic next to like an electrical outlet? Okay. That was Eric.
You could hear it?
Yeah. It's buzzing. What does it sound like? I kind of like that. Yo, I kind of want to sample that.
I hate that you can fucking hear electricity. You know, when you go beneath the power lines and you're hiking, it's like, damn, that shit's scary.
Dude, I disagree. That is a nice sound.
Electricity soothes you?
Electricity seduces me.
Mm-hmm. Damn. All right.
Jack's on the power line hammock. Chilling up 30 feet in the air.
Getting lightly electrocuted.
I just learned about electrocution.
Oh, yeah. It's real.
It's that always
real.
It's always there in potential energy.
So you're saying nobody got fucking electrocuted other than by lightning pre 18. What was the first electrocution?
Kid at my high school died and getting struck by one of them wires in a storm.
That's awful.
Don't like to hear that.
I'm certain that when they started putting up all them power lines across the country, I guarantee you that was a volatile job.
Volatile is a good word for that. That job was probably quite shocking as well.
Sometimes I can't believe we got the power lines just out and about. Why don't we ground those things, put them underground?
That's what they do in Europa.
Right. Where I'm looking around, I'm like, damn, we got these power lines everywhere. What, you know? Have you seen what power lines looked like in the early 1900s? That shit looked bananas. There was no organization. Oh, God. Wires everywhere.
I don't want to even see that. Well, maybe I do want to see that.
I don't want to think about that. I don't even want to see that.
So, wow. Parties are just fucking... Shout out to parties. Birthday parties.
You know what I do want to see more of? Is the no reason party. Because people are all... It's like, okay, cool. It's your birthday. Awesome. I just want to go to a fun... Hey, just come over.
Because that takes tonight. The pressure off. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's not a how... You know what parties get so much pressure put on them? That it makes me pity those parties. Halloween parties.
Yeah.
You hear about a Halloween party, you're like, someone's going to die tonight in a good way. Like, this shit's going to go crazy. And then you get there, and it's just like so fucking boring.
Do yourself this favor. Every Halloween, let me just take the decision-making out. Let me take the, what do you call it, hopes, expectations out. You are going to be Darth Maul, you are going to have a family-sized bag of original Doritos, and that's fucking it. And all your friends are doing Darth Maul. Everybody, we're all doing it. My friend Mike, me, everybody. We're Darth Maul. Dark Maul?
Darth. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, Nate, this year I do want to go as some type of Star Wars. Do you want to do that with me?
Be a duo? What do you want to be, Qui-Gon Jinn and... Two Qui-Gon Jinns.
What's they look like?
He was so honorable, dude. Qui-Gon Jinn, are you kidding me? One of the most honorable Jedi to ever fucking do. Oh,
wow. That's a really good one on the image on Google.
Dude, who do you think came up with Qui-Gon Jinn?
Maybe it's his real name.
Is that George Lucas?
That's his name? Let's go with it.
Qui-Gon
Jinn. It might have been. I don't know. Weren't they based on books? Just to bring it back to an earlier point.
No.
Wasn't Star Wars a book?
No. I mean, they made books out of that shit. But no.
Qui-Gon Jinn got sliced in half.
Oh, my God.
No, he
didn't.
He fell down
that hole.
No. That was Darth Maul that fell down the hole.
There he is as a hologram.
Oh, yeah. That's right. But he got stabbed, right?
Yeah, he stabbed by lightsaber, which is essentially
stabbed
a death
light.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Damn, the names and
these names
Star Wars.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Jar Jar Binks.
That is what.
Oh, bro, can we save this for the Star Wars eps, the Star Wars series?
Yeah, let's do that.
We got to do the Patreon ep has to be Star Wars. We got it. We got to dip in.
Star Wars.
R2-D2.
Star Wars.
Let's just have a lot to say about that series.
Yo, me too, bro.
And I'm pro Star Wars.
Me
and
too.
And that means I am anti-Star Trek.
Nah, you can be both. Listen, you can be both. Don't ever
say
that. Well, should we just dive right into what gave us beautiful joy?
Yes.
This week?
I think we shall.
I have a new take
on
this.
Well, say it. Say it now.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I have a new take on what's giving me joy. It's something that I'm going to do right now. This is about to give me joy, okay? I'm going to do the 1 minute breath hold. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Should we be like talking during this or the silent? Okay. Here, I'll just say what gave me joy and hopefully it'll be. Yeah. So it's, I mentioned this just in the word in this podcast, but I've gotten these like bone broth packets. Okay. And you just powder bone broth, you put them into your hot water, mix it in, 10 grams of protein, delicious. It's like drinking a little bit of soup, you know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, that's been giving me joy.
Nate, bone broth, meditation, ice cold showers. They're pulling the wool over your eyes, dude. You're falling for everyone. And listen, I do too. I fall for this shit too because it works. But do not let the male motivation machine hold you down.
The male motivation machine.
You don't have to keep drinking that shit, man. Is it good? It's tasty.
I love it. But I have like fucked up taste buds. I love the taste of it. It's delicious. It's like a hearty, savory little soup that you drink with nothing in it. You know, no.
Well, what can you could put stuff in there, right? Onions and.
I mean, I guess you could, but you don't want to be. It's like a drink. You know, it's like a. You put it in a cup, drink it like a little cup of coffee.
You know, before I judge you, I should do it myself. And I'm sorry that I judged you.
Jesus Christ! Weren't you anti-judgment just a few weeks ago?
I know, dude. But that's how quick my mind works. Is that
Jack?
Dude,
I came back from it. Like that. Well, that was 1 minute.
I think I just did like.
You just hit the record
40
for
seconds.
Breath hold.
I think I just did like a minute 40 seconds.
Damn.
That is so cool, man. That gave me joy.
Living. And for me, my joy is I had a orange, a sort of creamsicle drink.
Ooh.
That sounds good.
Yummy.
Yeah, that shit was good. It was delicious. So, okay. What an amazing episode. If anybody that's listening to this is going to have a crazy party, let us know. We'll come start raiding parties.
just have us come through. That's the right word, but.
No, I'd love to be a party
crasher,
sort of judge. Yeah, party crasher.
Wow, so, I feel euphoric from the CO2.
You
feel good from that?
You look better, yeah. Rested.
I feel like I just woke up from a nap.
Wow, that's called breath work, my friend.
Okay. I like how much you know. All right. This has been another episode of Joy Tactics. I don't know what to say, man.
All right.
All right.
Goodbye,
peace out,
everyone.
Everybody.
Peace
later.
Out. Party on.
Party on. Oh.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.